ESPN overnight with some news on the NBA involving mental illness and coming to grips with the fact that a lot of NBA players, here's people at the pinnacle of their profession, which is professional basketball, and they've got a lot of them coming out and saying, I'm having a problem with mental illness and I'm reaching out for professional help. And there's a whole big series on this on ESPN right now. You might find it interesting because they say they're kind of, for a lot of these guys, especially with the background they come from, this is like something you just don't talk about. Well, you know, we talk about stuff like that on this show. Michigan, more than 350,000 people suffer from mental illness. How you get there, though, how it occurs and how you deal with it, very different for a lot of folks. What are some of the commonalities? Let's talk to the good doc about that. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, where the podcasts are, of course, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. In fact, let me just take one example that you just brought about the NBA. I just read that T.J. Duckett, when he quit his pro career after 7 years, that he went through depression, that he didn't know who he was. He felt kind of lost. He'd go into a business meeting somewhere, didn't really know what was going on. He'd been like a star for so many years, just tremendous, remembering his great catch against Michigan, the clock game. I believe that was 2001. And I think that we have to realize that mental health issues, like 20% of the country at one time or another, is having a mental health issue. So we might want to look at this. Some are physical causes, some are emotional causes. We certainly know about genetics and heredity. We don't fully understand how chemicals like serotonin, dopamine fit in, but we do know that definitely there's a lot of genetics that tie into illness, mental illness, schizophrenia in particular, that comes to my mind. So genetics and heredity can give us a susceptibility to a particular mental illness.
Doc, have you had patients come to you and say, here's my family background, does this mean I'm doomed? Does this mean I will have the same issue, and they feel like a sense of defeat? What do you tell somebody that has a history of it in their family and is very concerned themselves?
Well, I always will use the example like glasses. I mean, regardless of the things that may happen genetically, call it what you will, we have abilities to fight things. We have abilities, whether it would be medication, whether it is with outlook, because a lot of times people that are highly anxious, a lot of it is because they're around highly anxious people. Okay, I mean, if you have a tendency to be an anxious person, and I do believe those are chemical makeups often with people, then you want to stay away from people that that hype you up all the time in a negative way. I mean, nothing wrong with having some anxiety, kind of keeps you alert in the world. But if you're having too much of it, then some combination of medication, counseling, deep relaxation, hypnosis, some different strategies, can be used. Now, another major
when the mind is giving the body the wrong cues, right?
Yeah, and I do. I really believe that people can change. People can improve, whatever the circumstances might be. I mean, we know that Alzheimer's, we know some of these things definitely relate to people, from a genetic point of view, type 1 diabetes. So there's no question that the physical fit ties in. That if you have a long-term chronic type of a situation, we do a lot of evaluation of the spinal cord simulators here, and these are people that this is an operation to put something in to try to ease the pain from people that have this chronic long-term pain that they can't get away from. Now, that would be a physical reason to be depressed. And if you're in pain all the time, you're clearly going to have some level of depression, and often can be severe depression, and even have to be where it can be suicidal. Then you have environmental things where people will take the physical first, what we've seen in Flint. If you have bad water, you can have the lead poisoning. Okay. You can have a lot of things going on that can be very Bright's disease, with something that used to occur very frequently in the past through people having water that was really not clean. We don't run into that much these days in the United States. So there are the viruses. I worked with a woman, sadly, who got a virus to her heart, and she died very short thereafter. It was just one of those quirk type things that that happens. So when we live a life, there are all these things that can happen, hopefully, by just trying to do common sense things and trying to do the right things. We don't find we don't have these things occur to us, but they're always out there. And then we can look at people when they're growing up in the home environment, in terms of physical, emotional, or sexual abuse, or some combination thereof.
Right.
Social isolation, these can lead to a lot of long-term depression that does often lead to people keeping all the snapshots and images from the past and not really able to move on, and that can lead to long-term depression and inability to develop good relationships with people.
The endless replaying of the same bad album, right, that just festers on itself.
Dave, I'll tell you, I make the comment, and I do believe the single most important thing a person could do for mental health is control what they think about. And people that live in the past or can't let things go, and this happens all the time, people will remember a strikeout and not their home runs. that tends to be a real problem because
You got to flip it around. It's like my golf game is so shaky. But and my friends will attest to this. If I hit a bad shot, I hit X number of bad shots per round. That's out of my mind. But if I hit a great shot, you're never going to hear the living end of it. Okay.
Listen, so golf to me would be hitting a golf ball after off the Grand Haven Pier, and the aim is to get it into the lake. How does that sound?
Oh, I'm sure. I can coach you up on that. We can do it. But not focusing on the. I get that because to build up my own bad golf game, I try to focus on the good shots, and there have been many of them. They're just not next to one another. That's the problem.
That's what you need to focus on, the home run successes.
Yeah,
because you
absolutely
only have today. But let me mention too the substance abuse, financial problems. There can be brain defects. There can be physical injury.
Yeah.
There can be long term poor nutrition. There can be the fetal alcohol syndrome. This is where the pregnant woman, is using alcohol, and this can lead to a lot of problems for the children. You can have the death of a close family friend. You can have divorce. And then betrayal. As I was going through all these things and thinking about this, I kind of was looking at betrayal as a lot of what I see where people really get depressed and down, where it can be marital, it can be a friend, it can be work. The E tu Brute type thing of Julius Caesar, where some people close to you, people that you've counted on, betray you. They lie, they take something, they hurt you. So all of these things, there are so many of these issues that impact on people, and it's the combination of the physical and the emotional. And then if we take physical as a separate entity, the genetic makeup of ourselves, I think it's very critical to know the history of people that came before us in our family. This is why an adoption, a lot of times these closed adoptions, people years later are trying to find out more and more of the physical impact. So I think that as we look at mental illness, it really is clearly a combination of the physical and the environmental. There's a combination of the two things. And when you consider one in five at one time are having some form of anxiety, depression, whatever it might be, that we do have to realize this is a big thing. And we ought not to be fearful of trying to find a solution. And it's not a question of, everybody has this and everybody has that. Well, maybe everybody does to some degree, but that doesn't mean that you have to have a problem that slows you down from leading a good life, comfortable life.
It all ties back to, as I've said before, if you've ever been present at any kind of postmortem, whether it's something recent or in a science class or whatever, and they weigh the brain and say, well, it's unremarkable. It's a remarkable thing. There's always something remarkable about the human mind. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, that's the place for the podcast. It will be there shortly. A lot of different causes, but one person, you, that can take the right steps towards helping to mediate and remedy those. It's always great to have you on, my friend.
And listen, a very good resume there of everything going on. Very good. So I look forward to talking to you.
1320 Morning Wake Up, coming right back. The White House in Washington, WILS.